Welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. It is high noon in Texas, and it's 10 a.m. out here on the Pacific coast. I'm actually not on the coast. I'm on the beautiful north shore of Lake Tahoe. The north shore, yes, definitely. North shore all the way. Welcome to the December 28th edition. This is our last Saturday together for 2019. And I hope that you've got a nice long list of New Year's resolutions going. And I hope that you're going to be determined to handle business and to set your face like a flint against the enemy, because we're on the same team here. And I hope you've been enjoying the National Intel Report, and the best Nancy Pelosi imitation I've ever heard is James Kelso's last week. Check out the archives. Beautiful, beautiful Kelso. And what I'm covering, finishing up the end of this year, and we'll probably spill over a little bit into January, is I'm covering common law. Not common law written by bar attorneys. I did serve on the Nevada County Grand Jury 2012 to 2015 on the civil grand jury. I really would have loved to have some federal and some state grand jury experience, but I'm young. I've got time to learn. And so what I'm going to do on today's show is I'm going to pick up right where I left off, and I've got a little marker here. If you don't have access to a copy of this document, send a self-addressed envelope, and I might be able to figure out the postage, and I'll get you a copy so that we can read through this together. And you're more than welcome to call my voicemail. It's up and running. Thank you, Tomcat. 530 area code 402-7007. And thank you for joining me today. I'm here every Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific, high noon Texas, and I'm here to encourage you and to reinforce the positive, factual things only. And what we're covering is the best way to study this is to just place this particular case in a three-ring binder with some eight section dividers or more, and place each group of notices together. Put the oldest ones, meaning the first filing, in the back of the notebook, and then sequentially work your way forward. The good news is I'm also going to be studying and practicing to give you a better word picture and to get better when I talk story, so that I can give a visual for those that may have a visual challenge or may be blind altogether. There is a wonderful Braille and talking book library. There is a Newsline service, so that if you are visually challenged or completely blind, you will have access to those things that are important. You know, if you're an outdoor enthusiast or whatever it is that is important to you, you can have access to it once again in case you've been shut out by stupid policies. And my last little note today for today's show is this. In the voter information guide, they darn well better get some Native American Indian languages in there. For those that have chosen to go the voting route and exercise their suffrage, and I'm pretty sure that our Native American Indians do vote in federal elections. I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive. I'm not stating that's a fact. It's just a belief that I have. So I'm hoping it's good and true, and that you'll have your accessibility in whatever language, and those languages are beautiful. And so I'm glad that the current the Trump administration is supporting that. So I'm going to pick up right here. We're reading case number 2, double dot 13, CV for civil, 387-MEF-WC. It's not WC Fields, it's the magistrate and the presiding judge's initials in the case. So cool. I've learned a ton from this. And so I picked up on, there's a couple of end notes here, and let's see, what is a claim? I'm going to pick up right here on page 2 of 4, because I want to reiterate, a claim, not a complaint, a claim is a challenge of the property or ownership of a thing which is wrongfully withheld from the possession of the claimant. And yes, I'd rather be an ant than an ain't. A claim is a right or title, actual or supposed, to a debt, privilege, or other thing in the possession of another. Not the possession, but the means by or through which the claimant obtains the possession or enjoyment. And then the definition of right, here at the bottom, page 2 of 4, document 5. I do not require a civil right, because Carl told me he's not black and he's not a woman, and I believe him, even though I've not yet seen him. So, I do not require a civil right, Carl says, when I already possess inherent rights in this matter now before the court, because we do have God-given rights. And page 3 of 4 is, now this is where the really beautiful work is going to come out. So be ready with your school and your office supplies to take notes and to follow along here, because this is beautiful, doctor, as Dr. D'Onofrio used to say, beautiful doctor. And you kind of flare your hand each direction, you know, palmer, planter. So this is beautiful. And if you study and you knock, it shall be open unto you. So page 3 of 4, document 5, pay very close attention. These are the green, yellow, and red flags that I've seen here. This particular document was actually filed in the United States District Court instead of D.C. U.S., Middle District of Alabama. So it's Bamatized, as they say in the South. Beautiful, isn't it? Here we go. Filed September 19th, 2001. Without further ado, this document is titled for the United States District and Bankruptcy Courts, Middle District, Alabama. This is a civil miscellaneous filing number 3100. So maybe that's sequential, maybe that's the actual document title and sequence. Civil miscellaneous number 3100. This is so beautiful. This shows the professional liability insurance reimbursement plan. Again, professional liability insurance reimbursement plan. Carl, I love you, man, for finding this and doing this work, and I'm just heartbroken on what you've been through. This professional liability insurance reimbursement plan, because I've spoken of the bond that is necessary with a search or an arrest warrant in case the peace officers get a little unpeaceable and they break stuff or they hurt you, you are covered because they are the public servant. So here we go. Next title, justification. Next paragraph. The United States District and Bankruptcy Courts recognize that employees in certain classes of positions are more vulnerable to litigation that challenges the employee's liability for job-related activities. Then the next little subtitle, underlined, is the word authority. This professional liability insurance reimbursement plan is adopted pursuant to the authorities shown. And then it goes through various statutes and a publication. Looks like publication L number 104-208, Section 636 from 1996, as amended by Publication L, number 105-277, Section 644 from 1998, as amended by Publication L, number 106-58, let me clarify, 106-58, Section 542 from 1999, Proceedings of the Judicial Conference of the United States. That's a big one. JCUS-SEP 99, and then PP for pages 66 and 67. Here's where we get to the beautiful fillet here. So, the following, okay, employees eligible for reimbursement, another underlined title. Then we have capital letter A in the following outline. The following employees are eligible to claim reimbursement pursuant to this policy. And Carl has circled clerk of the district court. So, Title 1 under capital letter A says court unit executives and chief deputies. And it covers all these different people that I didn't even know were on this reimbursement policy. Let's see, clerk of the district court, bankruptcy court, chief probation officer, bankruptcy administrator, chief deputy clerks, district and bankruptcy courts, and the deputy chief probation officer. Under number two, all probation officers, pretrial services, officers and probation officer assistants include supervising probation officers and specialists. Number three, management officials is listed. Financial administrator, assistant financial administrator, systems manager, human resources manager, or director. And number four, supervisors as listed. That's jury administrator and case administration supervisor under number four. And that completes page three. So this is wonderful. These are the results that you get when you study and when you plan, and then when you execute your plan, you can come up with beautiful evidence attached. Page 2 goes on to say, but it's actually page 4 of 4, but this particular document, professional liability, insurance reimbursement plan, page 2. Capital letter B, designation of an employee as eligible for reimbursement is not intended to recommend or discourage purchase of a policy by an employee. Each employee must evaluate the risks related to him or her and their employment and compare the costs and benefits associated with such insurance. That's a big word, benefits, there. And so, let's see. Don't need to read letter C, but I'll go ahead and just cover each word on this document. C, no employees of the court should endorse or recommend a policy offered by a company or association, but employees may provide information as to those insurers known to provide policies of this type to enable an employee to request information about the policies offered. And then the next section is titled Definition of Professional Liability Insurance. And then a little subtitle, Professional Liability Insurance is insurance that provides coverage for. And then I don't have a super clear, crisp copy, but I do see the word common law circled and the word constitutional, which are for the state superior courts. So that's capital letter A, and then the rest of this document, you definitely need to get a magnifying glass and study up on it. And that completes document number 5, which includes the notice regarding, I'm going to go back to the title so that I give you the exact title. So this is the notice called Right to Pursue a Claim. This is in brackets, conferring a private right of action And this is definitely a verified claim. That completes notice number 3, and that's document 5, pages 1 through 4. So then moving forward in my notebook, I come to a big stack, and this is, I've been waiting for this moment. Okay, so, oh, and it's a break time too. Oh, good, I'll get all fired up and come on back and go through document 6 and 7 with you. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening exclusively on RBN. Support it, end it. See you on the other side of this break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Discouraged, or why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely away from heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. For His eyes are the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes are the sparrow, and I know me. So I sing because I'm happy. Oh yes, I sing because
document number 6, but I'm just going to hit the highlights because these aren't firsthand eyewitness accounts. These are simply hearsay within hearsay within hearsay. And so document number 6 is also 4 pages, filed on the 14th of June, 2013, document number 6. Now, it's obvious with all of these capital letters all over the place that this came from somebody's computer. Maybe the computer did it itself. It is artificial intelligence after all. So this document is titled, in all capital letters, they've named Carl as a plaintiff. They've named the Department of Human Resources as the defendant. Carl is the prosecutor. DHR is the wrongdoer or wrongdoers. And the case number, you got that already, 213-CV-387-MEF. Recommendation of the magistrate judge. Plaintiff filed his complaint on June 5th, 2013. Doc 1. On June 7th, the district judge entered an order. Oh, I love orders. And I'm not getting out of bed for less than $10,000 a day, so this is going to get expensive really quick. Start to practice your orders, people. You are the sovereign, you are the queen, you are the king, respectively. And you are the one that requires, you order, and you wish. Your public servants, when they start to order you around, oh baby, take a list, get your menu, get your pricing, here we go. Ah yeah, and I'll get to cover this. This is the bottom of the hour of the break. Welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. Exclusive to Republic Broadcasting Network, and do support it for your posterity. I'll see you in a second or two.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. You came to me, set you my friend. I share my heart and my mind. You found me easier.
back to the grand jury reawakening, those lies are black, just like that dress that she wore. You know, talk about her like she's the other woman. Her. Her behavior. All right, so this is your host, Dr. Kelly. I'm covering a really incredible document. You need to get your hands on it. It's the shortest, sweetest lawsuit out there. 37 pages total, because a couple were duplicated. This is available on broadmind.org. Broad, B-R-O-A-D, like, hey, broadmind.org. And get a copy of it, study it, and pray for your eyes to be opened and your understanding. Pray for eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart with compassion. And you will be successful when you go after your wrongdoers. This document is hilarious, okay? Document number 6. This is a recommendation of the magistrate judge, and it gets even better on the next one. So, plaintiff filed his complaint on June 5th, 2013. The district judge entered an order, referring this matter to the undersigned magistrate judge. That way you know who is in character by the tone of my voice. For all pretrial proceedings, I learned it from Carl, for all pretrial proceedings and entry of any orders or recommendations as may be appropriate. Upon review of this complaint, and for the reasons that follow, the undersigned, in all caps, recommends that this case be dismissed, all caps, for lack of subject matter jurisdiction. And then it goes into their boilerplate crap. And I'm not going to quote any of that because it's just crap. It's hearsay within hearsay within hearsay. This particular robo-stamper is a hearsay declarant, and this is definitely a declaration of war. So I'm not reading any of it. And then more of their fake notes at the bottom of page 2 of this particular document, 6, page 2 of 4. The plaintiff is attempting to file suit against the Alabama DHR or a county DHR thereof. Is evident from the service materials he has attached to his complaint, his notice and proof of service, document 3, and his prior suits in this court. Oh, so they know the man. They know a man. Okay. And then I'm going to skip to page 3. Down at the top third of the page, it says, accordingly, it is the recommendation of the undersigned magistrate judge that this case be dismissed for lack of subject matter jurisdiction. It is further ordered, here we have another order, that on or before June 28, 2013, the parties may file objections to the recommendation. Any objections filed must specifically identify the findings in the magistrate judge's recommendation to which the party objects. Frivolous, conclusive, or... love that nasal voice. Frivolous, conclusive, or general objections will not be considered by the district court. The parties are advised that this recommendation is not a final order of the court, and therefore, it is not appealable. Yeah. And then the next line got goofed up, but I got clarification on it. It got goofed up in the facts. And so, yeah. And advisements in the failure to file written objection to the proposed findings. Magistrate judge's recommendation shall bar the party from a blah, 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 Latin, legalese, blah, 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 and stuff like that. So, page 404 goes on to state, it's tea time, kitty. Hear the golf ball on the pergo floor. Adopting as binding precedent all of the decisions of the former Fifth Circuit handed down prior to the close of business on September 30th, 1981. Oh boy, they're so powerful, all the garbage they invoke, aren't they? Done this 14th day of June 2013. Robo-signature. This isn't even a robo-stamp of his autograph. It's just S for signature on file. Wallace Capel Jr. And then in all caps, Wallace Capel Jr., United States Magistrate Judge. And so I noted the errors with a green pen and went through there. Now I'm going to turn the pages to document number 7, which is actually 7 pages. Don't worry, I'm not going to torture you with the whole thing. But I'm going to pick up here, page 1 of 7. This is titled A Defendant's Motion to Dismiss. Because remember, justice is taking a nap, and so you want to motion to get the attention, and then you notice when you have the attention. Okay, this is the best part. Let me get into character here. Defendant's motion to dismiss. And this is a boilerplate thing that they have on their little laptop or whatever, because you can tell there are so many errors, they didn't even bother to correct the errors. Sloppy. Okay. Come now. They didn't even put the letter S after the word comes. You know, you're supposed to say comes now or whatever. Come now. The Alabama Department of Human Resources here and after defendant by and through the undersigned counsel and moves this honorable court pursuant to Rule 12b-6, the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, to dismiss plaintiff's complaint in this action. Defendant shows unto this court as follows. Plaintiff's complaint, Rule 12b-6 standard, yada yada. So funny now. Come now. And then they have a bunch of legalese, a bunch of Latin, a bunch of crud. And I'm not going to torture you. I'm already on page 3 of 7, flipping through there. They called Carl a pro se plaintiff, which he's not going to accept a title. He's the one moving the claim. And then, under arguments, that's page 4 of 7, the complaint fails to state a claim. Okay? That's where they get you, folks. All their paperwork is designed to trip you up. And if you try to mix common law with this garbage, it's going to blow up in your face. Okay, it's terrible. The complaint fails to state a claim. Really, actually, the claim, you can't convert it into a complaint, you idiots. You idiots! The Federal Rule of Civil Procedure requires that a complaint contain a short and plain statement of the claim that will give the defendant fair notice of what the plaintiff's claim is and the ground upon which it rests. Yeah. Just garbage. Okay, page 5, more of this garbage. Plaintiff's claims are barred against the Alabama Department of Human Resources. You know, they actually thought they were going to invoke sovereign immunity? No, that's for you people. That's for we the people, me the people, you the people. And then when we get to the last page, we've got some all caps, no signature. We've got another all cap, Attorney General, Luther Strange, okay? I'm not kidding. Fact. Luther is very strange, Attorney General. That's in Alabama back in 2013. And then Sharon Fiquet is General Counsel. That's all caps. Then it says, signature on file, Larry A. Lynn Jr., Assistant Attorney General, robo-signature, and then it says, Counsel for Department, Alabama Department of Human Resources, Counsel for Defendant, Alabama Department of Human Resources. And then of counsel, so 1, 2, 3, you know, they've got like a team of people on this, rather than solving the problem, rather than getting rid of the forgers and the forgery and the fraud and the extortion, they're going to fight to the Alabama Department of Human Resources State Legal Office in Montgomery, Alabama. So that's why there is the, we're done with this. So we're going to get back to, you should ignore these. When you get stuff like this, if you start hyperventilating, you've lost already. If you give yourself or accept a title you've lost already. My name's Kellyanne. When the presiding judge calls me by my Christian name, my true, full, correct name, we're good. As soon as you stick a title in front of it, you're toast. I'm toast. So here we go. We're going to pick up with document number 8, which is a verified order. This is beautiful. This is not just a notice, the number 4 notice in a sequence. This is an order, okay? Doctors, you know how to give orders. Servicemen, women, even children know how to give orders. If you have servants or nannies or maids or whatever, you know how to give orders, or at least your parents do, and they can teach you. So this particular order is document number 8, page 1 of 2, and then page 2 of 2 just shows how you serve these orders. Get a lot of self-addressed stamped envelopes. You're probably going to need a little more than a dozen, meaning to yourself. And you're going to have some addressed to the wrongdoer and some addressed to the clerk of court so that you can get your proof of service and your copies of the documents that you filed. And you notice how there isn't a bunch of crap attached to this? Because Carl said back in the beginning, the mistake he made was to use their codes. They're copyrighted. Okay, so here we go. Order. The Lentz Court requires a magistrate. And then in brackets, confer 28 United States Code, section 636B1, close brackets. Pardon me, cough button there. It has come to the attention of said court that the services of Wallace Capal, Jr., magistrate, are available to serve said court. If Wallace Capal, Jr. believes he is qualified to minister the affairs of a court of record, his honorable, in parentheses, services will please said court. Autograph and seal by Carl Lentz. Again, that's such a beautiful short order. I'm your short order cook today. I'm going to read that again and practice these. Write them with your own hand on pages in a book. Memorize these few particular things and you'll do fine. The Lentz Court requires a magistrate, confer 28 U.S.C. section 636. Little b, little number 1 in parentheses. It has come to the attention of said court that the services of Wallace Capal, Jr., magistrate, are available to serve said court. If Wallace Capal, Jr. believes he is qualified to minister the affairs of a court of record, his honorable services will please said court. That is the most simplest, elegant, classic beauty, period. Okay? Debbie, the court clerk, 1 Church Street, Montgomery, Alabama. And like I said, Carl's a genius, used a private investigator or detective to serve the proof of service. So here we go. Document number. And like I said, somehow I got a duplicate of this document number 8. So I just gonna skip it. We're going to document number 9, also as attached, the priority mail. And it gets pretty expensive, so use priority. Don't overnight anything, you know, unless it's like my x-rays for surgery or something, you know, and I'm not a surgeon, so that's a joke. All right, document number 9, page 1 of 2. Notice. This is the 5th notice. And this one came out really tiny. So this notice, here we go. Notice, verified case number. The Lentz Court delivers notice. I, a man, declare any interference of, for, or with the enjoyment of my property, the exercise of rights, that's in brackets, by any qualified employee of court will be held liable for damages due to injury and or harm resulting from or arising out of any tortious act, error, or omission of the individual. And then in brackets, it's called a trespass upon the case. I will require compensation of $1 for every second, and then viz, moment in time, for any trespass. So again, the Lentz court delivers notice. I, a man, declare any interference of, for, or with the enjoyment of my property, the exercise of rights, by any qualified employee of court will be held liable for damages due to injury and or harm resulting from or arising out of any tortious act, error, or omission of the individual. Trespass upon the case. I will require compensation of $1 for every second, viz., moment in time, for any trespass. Autograph, seal, with a big old thumbprint there. June 15th, 2013, filed on the 19th. Page 1 of 2, 2 of 2 is just showing that proof of mailing. So here we go. Document number 10. We're on document number 10, page 1 of 1, filed 6/19/2013 on this particular case. This is another verified notice. This is notice number 6, and it clearly says, this is so beautiful, the Lentz Court delivers notice. I, a man, declare the Department of Human Resources, hereinafter DHR, and its commissioner are interchangeable. The man, known as Ira Dement, did also hold this belief by his actions as a senior district judge. Memorandum, opinion, and order, Ira Dement, comma, senior district judge. The commissioner, and then this is in quotes, the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Human Resources, DHR, is the defendant, dot, 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 because a lawsuit against a public official in his official capacity is, in effect, a suit against the underlying public entity. The court refers to defendant and DHR interchangeably. And then the reference is capital R, capital C versus Wally, W-A-L-L-E-Y, R dot C dot I, 390 Federal Supplement 2D-1030. That's Middle District, Alabama, 2005, on notice number 6, document number 10, page 1 of 1. Isn't it beautiful? One page, people. One page, not hundreds. You don't give up any of your goodies. None of your particular evidence until you go before the jury. It's a trial by jury. Trial by jury. Looking for a judgment is what you're looking for. Okay, federal court notice, document 11, page 1 of 1, also filed on June 19th, 2013, goes on to say this. Notice, the Lentz Court delivers notice. I, a man, declare, number 1, for the first approximately 6 years of the wrong, in brackets, 2001 to 2007, the Department of Human Resources, hereinafter DHR, was under the control of a consent decree, RC Consent Decree of 1991, in brackets. Number 2, the DHR was under the control of the United States District Court for Middle Alabama, hereinafter ALMD. Number 3, the ALMD was under the control of William Harold Albritton III, Chief Judge, B. Mark Fuller, Chief Judge. See the MEF in the case name and number? Oh, That's interesting, isn't it? The judge's initials are in there. Number four, the man known as Mark Fuller has been assigned by the office of the court clerk into the position of presider within my case. So that's beautiful. Study document number 11 and highlight those things. Highlight the word verified. The Lentz court delivers notice. And, autographed and sealed with a big old thumbprint. You don't need any fancy ink colors. Just use black because it's, black and white. Here we go. Okay, then we come to document number 12 with two pages. This is, filed June 25th of 2013. So see, they're already intruding and interfering because they're past. Filed his claim on June 6th, 2013, and here we're into June 25th. So we're getting close to that 21 days plus the day after the notice was served, which according to this, the notice was served on page 101, filed. And serve. Just want to be totally factual and accurate here. Okay, here we go. This notice was physically served, on 5/31. So June 1, and now here we're at June 25th. Yeah. Boy, they're trespassing in every way, aren't they? So here we go. Notice document 12. This is the eighth notice. This is venue. So, notice, venue. The Lentz Court presents notice. Firstly, I, a man, enter my case, the suit, the accoutrements, and the CS for case into federal court. Secondly, federal court is to convene at a public courthouse or venue. Thirdly, the public courthouse is where my case lies, is known as a federal district court. Fourthly, the federal district court is at a location also referred to as, bullet point one, the Frank M. Johnson Complex, bullet two, the United States District Court for Middle Alabama, Northern Division, little typo, Northern, bullet point three, the District Court of the United States, with all its different upper and lower case, pay attention. Fifthly, the name of the public courthouse varies, but at all times, my case lies in federal court. Sixthly, I say here and will verify in open court that all herein be true, autographed, sealed, and served. And there's the envelope, certified mail this time, because it's only $3 instead of $7. And that's page 2, document 12. Done. Ding. Then we go to document number, we'll get to pick up here with document number, the rest of document 12, because I got a couple duplicate pages, and I'll see you on the other side of this, we're done for the day. Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Boxing Day, Happy New Year. Get rid of your bar attorney crud so that you don't have to be distracted, and I will see you next week. This has been the Grand Jury Reawakening exclusive to RBN. Make sure you support them, protect them, and defend them, because your rights depend upon this network.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.